We've come to draw, draw, draw,
draw from you again, yeah.
Quickly come to the altar. We've come to draw,
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 draw, draw from you again, yeah. Hey, I've come to draw, draw,
draw,
draw from you again. Hey, hey, we've come to draw,
draw.
Everyone, little bit volume and bass so I can preach tonight. If we stand for Kings, let us stand for the reading of God's infallible, unadulterated, unchanging, unchangeable word. And I would like you to turn your Bibles to the Second Kings, the book according to the Kings. Historically, in a theological premise, Prophet Isaiah and Prophet Jeremiah were purported to be the final compilers using public records of the kings. Thematically, the book of the Second Kings espouses on the historicity of the kings of Israel and Judah, from the time of Solomon to the captivity of Babylon. And philosophically, it has a reason to show for the Davidic kingdom not being perpetually continued and to reveal why God sent Israel into captivity. And in 2 Kings, the second chapter, a very simplistic historical message that every child of God is accustomed and acclimatized to. We'd like to issue a warrant tonight for your intelligent arrest and summon you to the verses number 9 and 10. Because of time, I wouldn't want us to go through the entirety of the scriptures. And verse 2 says, and it came to pass, verse 1 says, and it came to pass when the Lord would take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold your peace, he says. Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they The two stood by Jordan. Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. So they two went over on the dry ground. I want the whole church to read with me from verse 9 and 10. Let's go together. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Let's read together. And horses of fire parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he said unto him, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own cloth and rent them in pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Tonight, you want to look at your neighbor as you introduce my subjectivity to him or her. Look directly and tell him or her, if you weren't born for it, then fight for it. That was a wrong neighbor. That was a wrong neighbor. Look for a better neighbor. And say, neighbor, if you weren't born with it, then fight for it. Throw your hands and say, I will fight till I win. In the name of Jesus. Look for a better neighbor again and say, fight. Go to three persons and prophesy, fight, 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 fight. If I wasn't born with it, then Bernard, fight for it. Father, speak to us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated in heavenly places. God richly bless you. Stay with me. One stroke. You follow me. Historically, a sister by the name Kimberly Powell. Kimberly Powell penned a profound and a prolific word, lifting an old argument about what makes us who we are. Are we who we are because of who our father was? Kimberly Powell says, is it nature or is it our nurturing? Is it nature or is it our nurturing? Are we who we are because of who our father was? Or who our grandparents were? Can I take my time tonight? Did we inherit our father's voice? Or our mother's hips or freckles? Are we simply the automatic products of who our parenting happened to be? Are we the result of nature? Philosophically, the flip side of this argument is, are we also the product of our nurturing? Are we who we are because of the environment we grew in and grew from? Have we turned out the way we are because of the schools we went to? Because of the books we read or did not read? Because of the cultural experiences we had or the traumatic conditions that affected and infected our childhood? Are we the product of our humanistic orientations? Thus, are we a product of nature or nurturing? At the end of the article, somewhere, the bottom line here, stay with me, the writer says that it's not really either or, it's both hands. But then Kimberly Powell says we must not forget that we are more than nature and nurturing. But then we as human beings, from a sociological premise, in an anthropomorphic and anthropological perspective, we have a vote. We play a massive, monumental part in that decision. We have to decide who we are going to be. That the sum total of who Bernard Taylor is, not by virtue of my nature or my nurturing, but a decision that I have made from my intrinsic being, that I'm going to be whoever I decide to become. What Miss Powell admitted about her argument with nature and nurture is that there is something called nerve. There is something called nerve, which means philosophically one's steadiness or courage in a demanding situation. The self-confidence, the self-assurance, the bravery, the courage, the valor, the pluck, the determination, the fearlessness and the daring pulchritude and disposition that one has. And that any person who wants to exceed beyond their nature and go beyond their nurturing must have nerve. The nerve to say that I'm going further than anybody in my family. The nerve to say that I'm going to become better than my mother or my father. The nerve to say that in spite of the fact that I don't have degrees, I'm still going to be an achiever. The nerve to say that there is something greater in me than the stuff going around me. The nerve to say that no matter what it takes, I will still fulfill my destiny in Christ. Am I talking to some real people here? Rock Hill Church, you have to have the nerve when you are facing your nature and your nurturing. Then the prophet Elisha waves in on this debate. We don't know who his parents are. The Bible only said in 1 Kings 19:19 that he is just the son of Shaphat. So we conclude from that they were not in the who is who. His father wasn't the high priest. He wasn't born into a rich family. He wasn't financially hooked up. He could not afford the tuition in the class of the prophet. So he had to order the course. Not only did he not have a strong financial base, he didn't have that spiritual ethos, that spiritual background. So we look at him, this Elisha, who comes to us from a funny and a strange place, a place where there was no pedigree or resume, yet he shows up in the pages of the Holy Rib. Not only is his nature in question, but his nurturing is in dispute. Not only is his nature and nature in dispute, because not anywhere in the text, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, can we find out that this Elisha has any real friends. His nature is in great dispute. Because nowhere did we find that he grew up in the best environment, that he was able to travel, that he was cultivated in a good cultural system. That nowhere did we know that he was part of the finer things in life. He didn't have great nature. And the Bible doesn't also tell us that he had any kind of awesome nurturing to speak of. But we do know that the boy had nerve. Not only did he have nerve, but he had good taste. Is there anybody with good taste here tonight? He didn't start from the bottom. He went right to the top. He said, man, I need the anointing. I want the Holy Ghost. I want some fire in my life. And he had the nerve enough to go for it. And he had so much nerve that he said, if nobody else in my family wants it, then I'm going to be the only one to tap into this blessing. If I have to dive, I will go for it. If I have to walk to church all by myself, I will go for it. If nobody speaks to me anymore, because Jesus has become the altar and the finisher of my faith, I will go for it. If people hate me because I'm part of Rock Hill Church, they can hate me forever. I don't care what the devil and his mother-in-laws have planned against me. He had nerve. Anytime you want something from God, you need that tenacity, that ebullience, that ruggedness, that ferocious disposition, that this year will not pass me by. 2019 will not end without my celebration. I don't know whom God sent me to. Elisha didn't graduate from the Bible school. He didn't have a master's and a PhD. He wasn't listed in the who is who, but he said, I want some double portion of the anointing of God over your life. Am I talking to somebody? Lift your hands and scream double. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand that courage and determination is the requirement for stardom in every enterprise of life. Everything in life calls for courage and determination. Ladies and gentlemen, determination is the path that champions take. There are two weaponry machinery that the enemy uses against the believers of God today. The enemy uses what we call courage. cowardice, and number two, inferiority complex. He makes us to see in terrifying details why we cannot make it in life. The enemy suggests to us reasons why our vision cannot materialize. The devil oftenly shows the believer their peers who have failed and the apparent folly of ever trying. But I came all the way from Accra, Ghana to announce unto Rock Hill that every conqueror will disclose that his foremost weapon is courage and determination. The moment you lose courage in, are you here tonight? You have lost the battle. So here tonight, I believe in this house that somebody who did not grow up with the right kind of family, somebody who did not have the perfect kind of background, but there is somebody who is saying, I've got some nerve and courage in my spirit, because I'm not going to leave here tonight until I get my double portion. Oh, can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor and say, if you were not born with it, then baby, get ready to fight for it. I'm not going to break down until I get what God promised me. You see, some of you are looking so cute. You don't want to look all sweaty because of your facial makeup. But I came to talk to an uncouth believer. A ragged, unscrupulous behavior. Who doesn't care about his clothes. Who doesn't care about his makeup. That Lord, if you will not bring the blessing, I will personally come for it. Look for your neighbor and say, baby, get ready to fight for it. We are already in the ninth month and I don't care whether the devil likes it or not. I'm going for my money. I'm going for my man. If that man has taken too much time to propose, tomorrow pick up your phone and say, baby, I want you to put a ring on the finger. I'm claiming my testimony. Slap your neighbor and say, baby, get ready to fight. Oh my goodness. And there's somebody here today. Hear this, whenever you have nerve, get ready for opposition. Can I talk to somebody here tonight? Dr. Bedu, can I preach here? Whenever you have nerve, get ready for opposition. You will notice that the opposition will come from strange places. When Elisha makes up his mind that I want the double portion, the one that he looks up to, the one who mentored and fathered him, said to him, stay where you are. I want you to get ready, because if you are going to get so close to your miracle, when you are getting so real close to your elevation and the anointing, folks who used to be close to you want you to stay in your spot. But there is somebody here tonight who cannot stay still. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. Some of you, the devil looks at you and he thinks you are a weakling. Come on, slow down, Bernard. Take your time. Some of you, the devil and his mother-in-law, because you have been quiet for the last 9 months, they think you are frail, you are fragile, you are a weakling, you are on locomotive. But tonight you must look at the devil and say, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. If you will not bring the battle to my gate, I'm bringing the battle to you. I will arise and take what's mine. There is a marriage that has been looking for you. You are waiting for the marriage, but God says, arise, baby, and go claim that handsome duck, Bernard Afisa Taylor. Lift your voice and shout, fight. I'll be preaching here. Please take your side. You're making me nervous. The writer of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12, he says, blessed is the one who perseveres. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord promised to those who love him. Can I talk to somebody? So you see, nerve or courage is not subject to the environment. It's not subject to human opinion. Courage does not cower to public opinion. The ability to take steps in the face of imminent opposition, in the face of obstacle, in the face of hardship, in the face of opposition and difficulty, the ability to continue on the journey that you have started. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13, Paul speaking says, be on your guard, stand in the faith, be courageous and be strong. Ladies and gentlemen, this teaches me that courage is the ability to retain your language even when circumstances want you to change it. So here Elisha had the nerve enough to deal with the pessimism in his life. Can I talk to somebody? And there is one body here. There is one thing that will keep you from claiming your next level. Is if you surround yourself with pessimistic and negative people. Folks who look at you and cannot see your plus. All that they see is your minus. Oh, Rakil, are you here tonight? Lift your hands and shall fight for it. Folks who doesn't think you've got anything going on for yourself, and if you sit around waiting for other folks to define you and tell you that you are worthy, you won't ever get anything from the Lord. And so the school of the prophet, every time he got ready for the double portion, they came up behind him saying, Elisha, do you know that your master is going to die? As if he had no discernment, as if he knew not what to do. But Elisha said, shut up. Oh my goodness, you're not here tonight. Stand to your feet, look at the devil under your feet, and say, shut up, devil. The time for you to shut every witch, every tale bearer, every mommy water spirit, every mermaid power, every younger, every sangoma, every muti, every powers of the regions of the sea, the time for you to go straight to the house of that woman who's trying to mess up your home and say, I came to punch you by the face. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor and say, shut up. Shut the devil up. Tell the devil, tell every negative person, tell every tale bearer, shut your mouth up. I'm going to my next level, with or without you. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor as a neighbor. Get ready to fight. Fight for your money. Fight for your child. Fight for your business. Fight for your home. Throw your hands and holler, fight! Take your name. There are some people here tonight. Morgan, there are some people here tonight. We were not born with the giftings of God. Yet you feel this fire in your spirit that you are prepared to fight for it. That before the year is over, you are taking what's yours. In the book of Luke, the 21st chapter, the verse number 19, it says, stand firm and you will win this life. Can I talk to somebody? Hear this, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. If you are going to get the double portion, the first thing you have to do is to learn how to pursue it. Can I talk to somebody? Because you will never possess what you have not pursued. You are not here tonight. So the first place they had to go to was Bethel. Can I talk to somebody? And he said, if you want the double portion, you can't get it without going through Bethel. Bethel is always the first stop before you get to the blessing. Can I talk to somebody here? Slap your neighbor as a neighbor. The first stop to the blessing is Bethel. It is the birthplace of greatness. Bethel means the house of God. From the Hebrew perspective, Beth means a house. El means God. Etymologically, it is the house of prayer. It is the house of altars. To get the double portion grace, the first thing you have to do is to learn how to walk. My goodness, you are too cute here tonight. Slap your neighbor as a neighbor. The first thing you have to learn how to do is learn how to walk. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, he said, men ought to pray but not faint, which means prayer is a daily necessity for your daily triumph. The call to prayer is the Father's invitation to enter into his presence. Prayer is the key to spiritual strength. Becoming a spiritual giant demands the responsibility of a consistent prayer life. You need a rugged, a buoyant, a ferocious prayer life to win in this ember season. When you don't pray, you will become a prey. When you don't war, you will become a victim of satanic, barbaric, cannibalistic atrocities. When you don't pray, you will become a casualty. You will receive a casual blessing. When you don't pray, you will receive a casual ointment. But whenever you pray, prayer is the key to victory. Prayer gives your voice. Prayer gives your need the powerful voice. It is at the place of prayer where the will of God is enforced. Some of you are not going to get it because you are too stuck up in arrogance. But I need a wailing winner who is ready to tell the devil, if I have to crawl, I will crawl. If I have to mourn, I will mourn. If I have to tear my altar, I will tear my altar. I am looking for a woman who is uncute, who is ready to move from charismatic to radicalism. Can I talk to somebody? I'm looking for a woman who is ready to move from charismatism to crazymatism. Is there anybody here? Slap your neighbor and say, baby, in this season, get ready to fight. Hey! I feel like preaching here. So from Bethel, Dr. Badu from Bethel, the house of prayer, they came to Jericho. And then Elijah said to Elijah, stay here, young man. But Elijah said, no, as the Lord God liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you. God is looking for a new remnant of generation who are ready to die for Sonny Bado. They are ready to die for what they believe in. God is looking for a few members of generation who are ready to hold on to the horns of the altar. And they will tell God, if thou not bless me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to walk out of Rock Hill Church until my prophecy comes to pass. Can I talk to somebody? Anytime you look at Jericho, Jericho is interpreted the sweet fragrance. And the Bible says praise is the sweet fragrance in the nostrils of God. So here, if you want the double portion, after you go through prayer, you have to praise him. Can I talk to somebody? In Psalm 46, the verse number 1-2, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, I will praise him. In Psalm 48, in Psalm 148, verse 7, he said, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all that creepeth. Stop being cute. Stop being gentle. You have been gentle for the last 30 years. What has gentility given to you? The time has come for your lionic raider. Can I talk to somebody? Let the dragon in you come out. Let the lion in you roar. Am I talking to somebody? If you keep being cute, you remain broke the rest of your life. Stand at the gate of your altar and tell the devil, tonight every power that is working against my child, I rebuke you in the name of. Slap your neighbor and say, baby, get ready to fight. When you praise him, he will raise you. It will be easy in order to get the blessing. If you have to pray and praise, all of us would have had the double portion. But after they left Jericho, I'm on someone's street now, they had to go through Jordan. Can I talk to somebody? They came through prayer and they came to praise. And now Jordan is a passage from prayer to praise. And now it's a passage. Please understand, in order for you to get the double portion, you have to go through something painful. There is somebody here today who is going through something right now. But God says, if you can get through this, when you get to the other side, you will receive the blessing. Jordan is the place of a passage. Hear this, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you are going through is just a test. Are you ready for me? Slap your neighbor and say, it's just a mirage. It's just a shadow. That is why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when you see Bernard, there is my shadow. Don't be fooled by my shadow, because the shadow is not the real substance. I came to talk to somebody. That problem you think you have is just a shadow. It's just a test. And if you're able to endure, your testimony is impregnated in the test. This is the last stop before you get to the blessing. You are coming out of that pain into your glory. So Elisha teaches us that we must pursue it, and not only pursue it, but we must ask for it. You have to open your mouth and ask for the blessing. That is why Jesus, in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7, he said, ask and ye shall receive. Don't act like God knows it. You must ask for it. He said, respect me enough to ask for the money, ask for the man, ask for the blessing. Show me how bad you want it. Ask for it like you are losing your mind. Be specific. Don't become generic. So Elisha said, I want more than Elijah had. I want the double portion. Don't ask only in a specific realm. Be spiritual. Ask for the next level grace. Asking for the hard thing. For with God, nothing is impossible. You have to lift up your mouth and holler, Father, I need my $1 million now. Can I talk to somebody? Go to the altar, walk in your room, put a chair down and say, Lord, sit down. I want to talk to you. I need that man to come back to his senses. Though he is with another woman, but I claim my marriage. He is my husband. He married me, but he's chasing after other women. Can I talk to somebody? You must talk to God like you are losing your mind, because if you don't ask, overtaking is free. Can I talk to somebody? Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want God to bless you? Can I talk to somebody? The double portion, according to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse number 17, the double portion was for only sons. Elisha was not a son. Elisha is not in the bloodline, but he's got the nerve. He's got the determination. He's asking for something that he should never get. He was so desperate to be denied. Can I pray for you? The other day, Jesus said, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, suffering violence, and the violent will take it by force. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I have been cute for a very long time. I've been gentle, so people has walked on me and taken me for a ride. But in this 24th of September, I claim my marriage. I claim my business. I claim my finance. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the Egyptian you see today, you shall see them no more. For God shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you have the responsibility to fire. Morgan, fire. Mama, fire. Sonny, fire. Honey, you have to fire. Fight for that job. Fight for your child who is on crack. Don't be quiet. Fight for your family. How bad do you want the blessing? Go to the devil and say, devil, I rebuke you. You spirit of cancer. Every generational curse. Look at that curse and declare, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, neither faint nor is weary, for there is no searching of his understanding. For yea,
He giveth power to them that has lost mind. He increased the strength of the youth. For yea, the youth will utterly fall, and the young men shall fade and be weary. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready to war. Get ready to war. For I waited patiently before the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me out of the horrible pit. He brought me out of the merry clay. He set my feet upon a rock to stay. He established my goings. I prophesy tomorrow by this time. Your waiting is not wasted. Fight, fight. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, if you were not born with it, then fight for it. Fight. Sting like a bee. Fight. Fight. Tell the devil, I will punch you in the face. Raise an altar and declare, my mother died prematurely. My father died prematurely. But I and my household, I will not die before my time. Look at the devil and say, devil, though he slay me, yet will I still trust in God, for I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the testimony of my mouth. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's not over yet. Get ready. Go on your knees. Pray. Praise. Worship. And the war shall be over. Can I prophesy over your life? For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Is there any fighter in the house? Is there any radical fighter at Rock Hill? Is there any dangerous fighter in the house? Fight, fight the good fight of faith. Fight for your house. Fight for your family. Fight for your business. Fight for your health. Fight for your power. Fight, fight. Slap your neighbor. Shall fight, fight. I came to fight. Sting like a bee. Fight like a girl. Become a war to the devil. I want the double. I need my marriage. I need my finance. I need my blessing. Shout yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Slap your neighbor and say, fight. Baby, fight. Get ready to fight. Get ready to fight.
After you have pursued it. Bishop, you have to get ready to receive it. The problem with the church, they pursue it, but they are never strategically aligned with their consignment. You pursue it and you forget the receiving. You give up. You get displaced. You retire. So you expire. But after you pursue, you must be strategically positioned to receive it. Am I talking to somebody? Slap your neighbor and holler to his face. Get ready to walk into the blessing. This kind of shout has malaria. Can I talk to somebody? This kind of holler cannot even kill a mosquito. Go to three persons and prophesy before the end of the year. Get ready to fulfill it. Get ready to receive it. Get ready to walk into it. Am I talking to somebody? Before I wrap up my message, there are two things that I want to say goodbye to Rock Hill Church and to those of you watching on Facebook. Two things God will do from now till December 31st. Be prepared to be celebrated. But before you are celebrated, get ready to be separated. Dr. Bado, they didn't hear what I said. Slap your neighbor and say, baby, be prepared to be celebrated. But before you are celebrated, get ready to be separated. When you are about to be really anointed and blessed by God, God will often separate you from the people who are too close to you for a very long time, because God doesn't want you to give credit to anybody. So Elisha, before the blessings come unto you, I need to separate you, dislocate you from one place and relocate you to another place. I came to tell every witch, every warmonger fighting your destiny, by the time they get to your old address, you will not be there, because you are changing location. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, early Sunday morning, they got up thinking Jesus was still there. They saw him on Friday. They saw him on Saturday. But on Sunday, when they came, he was no more there. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you will no longer be where they used to find you. I prophesy supernatural dislocation to relocation is coming. I see a woman. Get ready to relocate. God is about to change your address. Those that knew your tears, your weeping, your falling, they will look for you where they used to see you, but they won't find you. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. They will look for you where they lose to find you, but they won't find you, because God is changing your address. Get ready. You are about to be shifted. Get ready. You are about to be moved. Then the last thing, you have to be ready to see it. Elijah said, if you see me go,
then you will receive the double. Can I talk to somebody? Get your eyes off the negative people. Get your eyes off the naysayers. Get your eyes off the critics. Get your eyes off the talebearers and begin to see your miracle. Begin to see your blessing. The worst thing that can ever happen to the enemy is that in their fight up against you, you saw what you could become. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, in seeing you will see. In seeing you will become. Slap your neighbor as I close. Say, neighbor, 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 in this season, see it. See your marriage. See your victory. See your power. See your breakthrough. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. That was a run, neighbor. In 20 seconds, I need you to become radical. Slap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, that man is yours. That breakthrough is yours. That finance, it's yours. That grace is yours. See it. Feel it. Take it. Watch it. Walk in it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take that money. Take that business. Take that finance. Take that glory. Take it. Receive it. Declare, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. It's mine. Devil, it's mine. Devil, it's mine. It's mine. Hey! Give the Lord a shout! Give the Lord a shout! Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Scream it, man! It's mine! It's mine! Go to five persons and prophesy. It's mine. 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 It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
Lift your hands. Until you see it, you can't receive it. Begin to see the fullness of what God has made you. You are more than a conqueror. Stop looking down yourself. Elisha saw it and he received it. He had to be separated in order to be celebrated. Stop crying when folks walk out on you. Sometimes it is the will of God. It is painful, but it is also gainful. The capital cost of being separated in your celebration is that God dislocates you from one place and relocates you to another place. Sometimes separation is necessary for your next level. You have to go through it to break through. David said, by my God, I've leaped over the wall. And by my God, I've run through the troop. In this breakthrough, understand that there is a going through in order to break through. Lift your hands. Say, Father, the double portion is mine. I claim it. I take it. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.